This is the Troll Food Podcast. So glad you could join us. Michael and Scott were unable to join us, so I will be filling in. My name is Blowjob Betty, and I will be your host today.
Podcast.
With your host, Scott.
That's a cold-ass honky.
Oh, God damn it!
And Mike.
He's a protector. Aww. He's not very nice to cuddle with, but yeah. He's beautiful on the inside.
He's really pretty.
Sorry, girls. I'm not used to f***ing anything more than a bunny or two.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Scott.
Yeah, I know. We did it again. It's okay, Dictionbag.
Okay.
This is our normal intro that we do every time.
Sure.
Make sure to check us out at trollfoodpodcast.com. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/trollfoodpodcast. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at troll_food. Also, make sure you go and check out the Troll Food Gamers on facebook.com. Send them a like. If you want to follow them, I say them, that's us too, on Facebook, you can do that at the Troll Food. No, you can do that at Troll Food Gamers. And if you want to send us emails or hate mail or nudes or anything else, you can do that at Mike or Scott at trollfoodpodcast.com. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. If you're going to send the nudes, though, just send those to Mike.
Yeah, I'll forward them to him. You know, because he is married, so we don't want to endanger anything. He normally gets random nudes to wake up to from me. Not of me, but from me.
Just keep digging, Mike. Go ahead. Yeah, keep it going.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just end that there. Anyway, this week on the show, we're basically going to be talking about this week's Too Cool to Miss, which is Attack on Titan.
There you go, buddy.
We just talked about this not 2 minutes ago. After that, we'll be going basically over just MTAC, which is the Middle Tennessee Anime Convention, which we just got back from.
Which was fantastic.
It was amazing. And then after that, we'll go over this week's Mike's Likes, and then we're going to wrap it up. What was that? Don't shake your... They can't see you shaking your head.
I'm shaking my head at you.
Mm.
Usually when I do something that cannot be heard, something that's not audible,
yes,
that's for you, not for to actually record. Does that make a little sense now?
A little bit more.
Okay. Yeah. So that's good stuff. Is that a little better?
There you go, buddy.
Sorry about that. I told you, you know, it has been a hot minute since we've recorded.
Yeah. What?
And so maybe I've forgotten how to record. And so I'm having to relearn. It's like episode one. Yeah. Episode one all over.
Yeah. This is episode 1.77245.
There you go.
We're glad you were able to join us. But anyway, Scott, let's talk about this week's Too Cool to Miss, Attack on Titan.
It's a fantastic anime. It's actually one that has really taken the world by hold the past year or so. It's a new anime. They've just got through season one. I had been told about it by a couple of my friends before. Had not watched it because typically I try to get my wife to watch anime with me, and as long as it's dubbed, she'll watch it with me. Well, this particular anime, at least on Netflix, is
not dubbed. Yeah,
yeah, it's subbed only. So I knew she wouldn't watch it with me, and so I just haven't taken the time to sit down and go through it myself. But a couple of my friends on a thread that we're on together with chatting, we're talking about how awesome it was. So I was like, fine, I'll sit down. Started it the day after MTAC. Watched an episode. Was like, yeah, it's pretty good. Watched another episode. Was like, yeah, I think I'll keep this up. And about 5.5 hours later, I had went through the first half of season one.
Nice.
And decided the next day that I was going to go ahead and stop everything until I finished it, because it's pretty good.
Yeah. And see, the thing that got me involved in it was the 11 billion fucking cosplays at MTAC that were all Attack on Titan.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of that.
They were everywhere. And they're really, really cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, normally I'm a fan of the more clantily scat, you know, clad...
Scantily clad, thank not you. Clantily scad. I do like what you did there, though.
Yeah,
it was nice.
It was nice. Cosplays, but these are not, but they are very, very interesting.
Yeah. It's a good look.
It is.
The uniform. And, they have a good uniform.
And it's a look that you could, I mean, except for like the boxes they carry beside them, you could like wear it down the street and nobody would know.
Yeah. The 3D maneuvering devices probably would not be discreet.
I mean, it's not even that much as all the fucking blades sticking out of them.
Yeah, most people aren't big fans of that.
And the blades are, because every time basically they attack the Titan, it damages the shit out of their blades, don't it?
Well, like, I've seen several, they dull, basically, because right. The skin of the Titan is harder than, it's pretty hard material.
Yeah.
And so it dulls the blades pretty quickly, so they keep multiple sets of blades in their thing.
Spoiler alert, maybe, because I don't know, I hadn't seen all of it. The killing spot on the Titans.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it's because of where a certain character erupted from it?
Well, I'm sure that probably there's probably some kind of explanation that will come. The weak spot, the location that character was in, is probably because that's the weak spot. Like, it probably has to do with each other.
It almost makes you wonder if there aren't characters in all of them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe like because of the... They get gobbled up, and then maybe they just take over. And they become like, I'm a big stupid Titan.
Yeah, but the majority, like, they're pretty much, they're almost like zombies, the way they behave. They're very one-minded. They just seem like the Titans kind of have that zombie-type mentality. I don't know. I'm pretty interested to see what the future holds. I'll probably actually download the manga and start reading it, because you can get the storyline a lot quicker than you can waiting on the anime.
Yeah.
That's what got me to where, like, I don't watch as much of Bleach or One Piece or any of that anymore, because I read the manga, so I'm, like, way ahead of where the anime is.
Right.
But I like that because I can consume the story much quicker that way.
Now, are most animes always start out as a manga?
I think the majority of them do. I'm sure there are some that have come out as anime only, but...
Okay.
The majority of...
kind of like movies here in the U.S.
Yeah. Like everything's based off of a book or a comic or something like that, yeah. There are no original ideas in cinema anymore.
No, zero.
Yeah, so...
All right, anyway, I guess we'll go ahead and move into our main topic today, which is the Middle Tennessee Anime Convention, which we just got back from.
Yeah.
What's your initial thoughts?
So it was awesome. My favorite thing about it, for me... was in the dealer's room. Okay, you're going to be really mad about this, and you have a sandy vagina because I didn't get you one. But I thought I was going to go back in there, so I would have gotten you one if I'd have went back in. Sorry. There was this...
I'm fixing to be upset.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. There was this one vendor in the dealer room that was selling different food items. And one of the things they had was like a cheesecake bread thing that was really fantastic. It was very light and fluffy, and me and Adam from the AJP show got them, and oh my God, it was like one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth.
Ding! Right there, fucker, flicking me off.
I know.
Yeah, I went and got two right before I left.
Oh, you did? You did get them. Weren't they fantastic? You didn't like them that much?
Here's the thing. Okay. By the way that you described them to me...
I set you up for failure.
It was like an orgasm in your mouth.
Okay.
It was a very tasty item.
Uh-huh.
But it was not orgasmic.
Okay.
So I was a little bit let down by y'all's description.
I gotcha. Well, I'm sorry that we hyped it up so much that you didn't get to enjoy it as much as we did. But for me, like, the first bite, I was kind of like, it'll be all right, but it's not going to be anything special. But the more that I just ate on the cake, it was just so good.
So it was Titanfall of the cake world.
Yes. It was.
A couple people got it. They're like, oh my God, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
And they hyped it up. Somebody else got it. And then you're like, man, it's not bad.
Yeah. That's what it was. I also got a new Fairy Tail lanyard.
Mm.
That was exciting. I'm a sucker for buying a new lanyard at like every con we go to.
Yeah, I kind of am too.
Like, I mean, I keep all my lanyards, and I like to piece together.
So one of them almost went MIA.
Yeah, yeah, it did. I was really upset when I left. I always seem to get sick whenever we go to these conventions.
Who is it, Scott?
It's my wife.
Go ahead and answer.
I'm not gonna
Let's
answer.
Do it live.
No, I'm not gonna
Fuck
answer.
It, we're doing it live.
No, not happening. But I thought I had it on silence. I usually keep it on silence. But anyways, yeah, I was really sad. But like I was saying, I always seem to get sick when we go to these conventions. The third day is the day that does me in.
Yeah, it's the day of death.
It is. Like, I don't know if it's because I punish my body with the food that I put in it. I don't know if it's because I have a weak immune system and you're usually around, like, thousands and thousands of other human beings who probably have different forms of communicable diseases. Or it could be the, you know, random candies that I pick up and lick on. I don't know. But somewhere in there, something...
The random ones you find half-eaten on the floor?
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere in there, I always manage to get sick on that third day. And so, whenever I went home Saturday, I left my Gears of War lanyard on the table. And when I didn't go back Sunday because I was sick, I was kind of destroyed because I thought it was going to be gone forever. Yeah. But you saved it.
I did. I saved it.
You salvaged it for me. Yeah. I appreciate that.
The salvage and rescue went good.
That's good.
What do you think about our new badges?
I like them. They are official. They're very large.
They're very large and in charge.
And they do say official across the bottom. And like I said, from the get-go, I really wish you'd have misspelled official. It would have been so good.
No, it wouldn't have. What was it that I misspelled in one of our trailers? Performance.
Performance, that's right.
What I spelled? Preference?
I think so.
Oh, God.
It was fantastic. Awful. And you got to hear about it for quite a while.
You know what the worst misspelling mistake I've ever made was?
Tell me about it.
I ordered business cards one time.
Yes. I was typing. Did you order like 1,000?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I was typing really fast whenever I was typing them. I spelled my last name wrong.
That is epic sauce.
Yeah.
That's epic.
And I didn't realize for like a week.
So you were giving them out?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, son of a bitch! I just fucking slung them.
Of course you did.
Because, I mean, that's just like the... I got something straight. That was just like the me way.
Yeah. That's how you respond to those kind of situations.
Yeah. MTech for me, the best part, as always, was the dealer room. Thank God we were able to get in there before everybody else, before it got fucking like ransacked.
Yeah.
And was able to get some pictures and things like that. So we'll be posting those. But they had some really amazing stuff. One thing I just about bought that I wish I would have was one of the Sentinels from Portal.
Oh.
And I just about bought the bastard and I didn't. And I was like, well, I'll just get it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But as you did, I had the post-con crud, which hit me a little early this time.
Yeah. Usually you don't get sick until after it's all said and done.
Yeah, but it hit me early this time. And I was like, we're here for like poop. So.
Did you see the retro gaming setup over there when you first walked in? I know you're not a big retro gamer, but you can appreciate a collection.
You know, I'm starting
really
to
nice.
Become.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I'm fixing to start buying up some old Game Boys and stuff like
nice.
That.
Nice. Look at you. Collector time.
Yeah.
I like it.
And you know what spawned the whole thing?
What's that?
I had a dream.
Okay. You dreamed a dream.
I had a dream that I'd bought a house.
Uh-huh.
And in this house, there was a room.
Yeah.
And they had left behind, like, every fucking console and every Game Boy and every game that I'd ever had in my entire childhood.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I invited you and JP and Adam and everybody over.
Yeah.
And we all sit there and played, and it was so much fun. I was like, I'm getting back into retro gaming.
Good stuff. I like it. It's collecting those memories from your childhood. That's what it really is. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Also, I wanted to say a big thanks to the guys at GameStop
that
were at the convention. They did an amazing job with the, not only with the digital gamer room, but the PR that they provided for us.
Yeah.
So we want to say a big thanks to them.
Yes, indeed.
Also, if you were there at the show and, convention, we will be posting a video same day as this, to the winner of the GameStop gift card.
Yeah.
So make sure you check out the Troll Food Gamers. It's a Hearthstone video that me and Scott did together. So make sure you check that out. So that way you know if you won or not.
Yes, indeed.
But there were some amazing cosplays there this year.
Yes, they had some really good ones.
They were pretty much everywhere. And that's one thing I love about MTAC.
Yeah, there's always really good cosplays. They had some some good fairy tale stuff going on, a whole bunch of Attack on Titan. I didn't get to see them. I wish I had of, but I think it was Dainty was telling me about somebody, some group had randomly met up there. They didn't plan it, but they came together, and they were actually a fully formed League of Legends team with every role filled out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they didn't plan it and come together. It was just five random people that saw each other and got together and ended up being a fully, all roles covered League of Legends team. It was pretty cool.
You know, that is kind of epic. What's your thoughts on League of Legends? Have you played it any?
I played a little bit. I haven't. Okay. So I don't like doing things that I can't devote enough time and attention to actually be decent at.
Right.
And I can't dedicate what I need to League of Legends to be decent. So I don't want to go in there and suck ass, which is what I would do because I can't play as much as I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I don't play competitively at most any games because I can't dedicate any time to it anymore. Being a family man, that stuff comes first. And now that my son is old enough to be into baseball and things like that, I just don't have the time anymore to just sit down and do, 18-hour marathon runs of Call of Duty or, whatever the case may be, whatever you need to get your skills up where they need to be. So I think it's fun. It's enjoyable. But I'm not even good at it.
Priorities.
Priorities?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I need to get my esports up.
You need to get them in line.
I got you.
I was not a huge fan of League of Legends whenever I first started playing. Because it's a lot of run up and shoot and then run away like a little bitch.
Uh-huh.
And you'll know this if you watch Dainty's video that he put on the Trophy Gamers.
I like how you put that out there.
That's what, in order to be good, that's what you got to do.
Uh-huh.
You run up, you blast them a couple times, you run away.
Yeah.
Then you run back, you blast them a couple times, you run away. And that's not really my style.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling them balls in. Just fucking go in there and just fight it out.
Yeah.
And that's not something you can really do in that game. But I've decided I'm going to devote some more time to it.
Okay.
Mainly because we're going to be meeting the guys from Riot Games at MomoCon. And by we, I definitely mean me because the rest of the gaming division is probably not going to be there.
Priorities.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're thinking.
It's just a wedding.
I would not be surprised if Dainty's like, fuck this.
No, he's not going to do that.
No, I'm talking about right after.
Yeah. I could see him as soon as it's over, hopping in the vehicle and heading to Atlanta. Now that he knows they're going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be upset because I didn't get him passes. Because he told me I'm not going to be there. I may have to edit my email to Dan Carroll. Also, I want to say a big thanks to Dan Carroll. We saw him again, as always. He's at every convention in the Middle Tennessee area. But he got us into MomoCon, so we are going to be at MomoCon. It is going to be May 23rd, 24th, 25th in Atlanta.
And this is going to be the biggest convention we've ever been at.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
Yeah.
So go ahead and make plans now. You better make them quick. You need to be there.
Yeah. And you best get your hotel accommodation squared away with a quickness.
Yeah. Everybody decides, hey, let's get hotels as close to the convention as possible.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go the exact opposite.
Okay.
I think I'm going to stay at the Hilton right there at the airport Marriott.
Yeah, yeah.
At the airport Hilton.
Yeah.
Because they have the most magnificent beds I've ever stayed in.
I got you.
Oh, God, I love them.
And how far of a drive is it?
I don't know.
Okay, but you're staying there.
Yep.
Okay, fair enough.
Not my fucking problem.
Not your problem.
I'll be like, hey, JP.
What's come get me, buddy?
Come pick me up.
That's funny.
But, I know I had zero fucking time to go to any panels. Did you make it to any?
No. I know that we had Stanky made it to the... did he get any pics to put up on the website that you know of?
He got video.
He got video. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah. We can put that up on the YouTube site. But yeah, he got to go to the voice actor of Kaiba. And who else was it?
You're the Yu-Gi-Oh fan.
Yeah, yeah. It was Eric Stewart and Dan Green.
There you go.
So we'll just put the real names out there. I can't remember the characters. But anyways, he got to go to the panel where they played each other in Yu-Gi-Oh. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, well, yeah. He told me great things of it.
Yeah. He had a great time. I know that. He came back and he was glowing.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was so busy with the table. That's the only thing basically I was able to do. I did the table, I did dealer room, and I did lots of bitching, but that's about it.
Yeah, yeah. The cool thing about the location of our table was we were right beside one of the panel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So when people would line up to get ready to go into a panel, we would have people there, and we got to have some pretty good conversations with some of the people waiting in lines for panel. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, we met a lot of cool people out there.
Yeah.
So, and we're actually, the Trollfoot Gamers are going to start doing some work with Eclipsed Gaming.
Okay.
No, the Eclipsed Clan Gaming, that's what it is. Super cool guys, so we should be doing some stuff with them pretty soon, so be watching out for that. But we actually met them while they were in line for a panel.
It's true.
And we got to sit down and talk to them. It was cool stuff. The best thing about these conventions is not only getting to meet new people,
uh-huh.
but getting to meet people that are like-minded.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's one of the reasons that I love going to these conventions so much.
Yeah, it's definitely good stuff. Finding people that are, the same mindset.
Yeah, sorry. You saw... What in the fuck is this?
Yeah, I saw that look of fear on your face, and I'm thinking, have we not been recording this whole time?
No. The look of fear was because we had, a brief moment where my counter was up, and then it was gone.
Okay.
And then it came back.
But everything's okay. Okay. Really cool thing about this convention was... Now, you had left at this point in time because you had been there all day on Friday.
Right.
But Friday night, we went over to the local, I think it was Chili's, to get some food.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out the next day, because of the convention, we actually, the convention basically broke that Chili's single day sales record. That they've ever had since being there.
Nice.
They broke the 2012 Black Friday by $60.
Woo!
Yeah, I saw somebody post that. I thought that was pretty cool. I think it was actually maybe Dan Carroll either posted that link or commented on that link, and that's how it showed up on my Facebook page. But I thought that was pretty cool. And see, that's the kind of thing that a convention like this can bring to an area. You know, not only is it awesome for events, awesome for, the content that the congoers get to see, but it's also awesome for the local businesses because all those people got to eat and do things, and while, everything's right there in a close area, it can definitely be beneficial for those businesses.
Oh, yeah. You know what one of the funniest things about Impact was?
What's that?
All right. With Impact, we're used to seeing emergency services there.
Yes.
Whether it be, the EMS or police or things like that, but yeah. I'd been watching people walk around in full riot gear all day long as cosplays,
yeah,
for Resident Evil and stuff like that, and I see this guy walking up through here, and I'm like, dude, that is fucking amazing. So I'm like, dude, you look awesome. Yeah, it comes out he was the real fucking police.
I remember that.
And luckily I was there by myself whenever I first did it, and I was like, god, I feel like an ass. And he came walking back by earlier, and I remember pointing it out to you. I was like, yeah, that's the guy that I thought was fucking cosplaying, and it's the real police. And about the time he heard me talking, turns around, I was like, yep, I'm still real.
Yeah. And the cool thing was he came over and chatted with us for a little while and got to tell us about how that was his first experience with those kind of things. He seemed impressed, I think, with, it was interesting for him.
Yeah.
To not be somebody that's into that kind of thing. But
I mean, it is a different world.
It is, if you're not used to it.
If you're not used to it, you need to experience it.
Yeah, definitely.
The only real, issue that we had in MTAC was their emergency services was not prepared for us.
Yeah.
Metro's normally pretty good about having lots of people there, lots of, emergency services available. And Murfreesboro was not ready this year, which, they didn't know what to expect.
It's true. Well, and the thing is so regardless of any of the extracurricular stuff that goes on, when you're dealing with that many people in those kind of costumes and everything like that, they're running around all day. They're drinking energy drinks. They're, not hydrating properly. They're not taking care of themselves. I mean, you're going to have dehydration issues. You're going to have all kinds of stuff. Heat, people getting overheated.
Heat issues, yeah.
And that's what a lot of it, I don't think they were ready for the number of people that they were going to have to be helping out.
Yeah.
So.
But, they did an amazing job with what they could.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I do want to give a big shout-out to the hotel, the Embassy Suites. One thing I did love is there were water coolers everywhere, and they were always full.
Full, yes. I remember one time we were standing, our table was actually located conveniently right next to one.
That could not have worked out better.
Yeah, that helped us out a lot. But I remember I was standing there, and I was you know, throwing, I threw back about four or five, you know, little cups in a row. And from the time, like, when I first started, they had just brought a fresh one out.
Mm-hmm.
I drank six cups of water standing there, and they were coming back around to fill it back up again. Yep. I was like, wow. It was pretty awesome. They were definitely on top of those kinds of things.
Yeah, I was quite impressed with that. I think they did, you know, just the hotel, number one, they weren't ready.
Yeah.
They, unless you've experienced this before, you have no idea what you're coming up against.
Yeah.
But they did the absolute best they could, and I felt mm-hmm. they did a good job while they were doing it.
Yep. And next year, I know they've got, they announced the theme 15 to life, so that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I don't know, but.
You don't.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Last year, uh-huh. not like this past year that we went to, but the Devil's Dozen.
Uh-huh.
Or was it Devil's, what, yeah. No?
I think there was 13.
What was 13?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Was it Devil's Dozen?
I think so.
It didn't make any sense.
But, oh well.
Okay, anyway. I was so not sold
uh-huh.
on the M-Tech in Love.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, it turned out amazing. Like, the thing is, I can never really get behind a...
what the theme's going to be.
Yeah, until you get there and you're like, oh my God, they did this perfectly. Yeah. You know? So I was super, super impressed with that.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'll be interested to see what they do with the 15 to life. I know they've always got a plan. They've always got things set up pretty good. They usually get some really good guests and everything kind of centered around the theme. So it'll be, I'll be interested to see, you know, as the year progresses and they start lining up the guests and start lining up things to see what they do. I mean, you know, Eric Stewart's going to be there again.
He is
the M-Tech staple. So, you know, I'll be interested to see what else they decide to bring in on it.
All right, anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more after this.
So somewhere in like the last 10 years, she forgot that she's not a teenager anymore. Ridiculous.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I love that song now.
I know you do.
That's ridiculous. I listened to the shit out of it. Like, the first time I was like, this is the biggest fucking piece of shit I've ever heard in my life.
Have you seen how much flack she's caught about the racism on that? Yeah.
And the making fun of fat kids.
And
yeah, it doesn't matter. You know. People take shit too serious nowadays.
Yeah. No, well, I tell you what.
I mean, I had somebody earlier today tell me that my fucking heart's going to explode. And I think you know who this is.
Oh, I know exactly who it was because I read it too. But now the whole thing for me is like you posted that link and was like, hey, listen to this. Tell me what you think. And like I listened to it. And I realized once it hit that point where the drop happened,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, Mike likes this because of the little dubstep action in there on that one part. But it's like, and I love, don't get me wrong, I love some dubstep.
Mm-hmm.
I do love me some dubstep, right? And dubstep can save a lot of things, but I found out this week that dubstep cannot save everything because I think that sucks.
What?
I think it sucks.
Dude, I love it.
It's so terrible.
You disappoint me.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why you would do that to me.
I think it's because, like, I used to have a thing for Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, she was delicious doing this thing.
And, like, somewhere along the lines, she should have grown up and not stayed, like, 13. And that's what that song sounds like, something that 13-year-olds would listen to.
Or
it's
maybe,
very teeny bopper.
Maybe she's just applying to her demographic.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's
not
terrible.
Only does it get like 13-year-old girls,
uh-huh.
it gets like your 17 to 30-year-old like fucking candy kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
What?
I know you like it. It's okay.
I love it.
It's so bad.
You break my heart.
I know. I try.
All right. Anyway, I guess we're going to go ahead and jump into this week's Mike's Likes.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Mike's Likes.
He's one of the 10 finest minds in the country.
You know, Mike.
You're a smart motherfucker.
God, I love it when you talk nerdy to me.
And welcome to this week's episode of Mike's Likes. For those of you who just crawled out from up under the rock, that is called this show. Wait, I'm sorry. You know what? I was like totally fucking texting just then. I think I screwed that all up.
Yeah, you did. You definitely didn't say what you meant to say.
No. If you just crawled out from up under a rock and you've never listened to this show before, this is the part of the episode where I talk about something that is very near and dear to my heart. And, you know, this week, I'm going to talk about something that I wasn't expecting to like, but turns out, you know, I like it quite a bit.
Okay.
As you know, I'm a big fan of food.
Uh-huh, the foods.
I love it. It's delicious. It's hard to find a good sandwich nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually traveling around the Bellevue area.
Yeah.
And I was actually looking for some Chinese places because I've had a hankering for a little Asian
in
my mouth. It's good. And I come across this place called...
Not food.
I mean, it doesn't either way I'm going. Called Third Shore.
Uh-huh.
And it's like fast food with flavor or fast food with something. I don't remember what it was. But anyway. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So I look them up. And you can't find them anywhere hardly on YouTube. I mean, on a Facebook. Fuck. Internet.
Interwebs.
Words are hard. I think I just had a stroke. So I happened to find them on Yelp. And they were like, yeah, it's good. You need to go check it out. Blah, 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 blah. So I was like, fuck it. So I go inside and I get a chicken breast sandwich. And it's an actual chicken breast that they cook right then and there. And then they put a big, thick slice of ham on it. Like 3 pieces of Swiss cheese. On a, and then they toast it and a pretzel bun. Get a little mac and cheese to go with it. And it is absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
So if you have not checked that out or you're in the mood for a good sandwich, make sure you check them out. They're located in Bellevue, Tennessee. You can find them on Welp. Maybe I'll put them on the Facebook page or something.
And what was the name of it again?
Third Coast.
Okay.
It's good. Sounds good. By Petco.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It is very good stuff. So, I guess we're going to take one more quick break. And then we're going to wrap up. But we're going to go ahead and... Fuck now, I can't find what I need to find. We're going to go ahead and have a quick word from, I can't fucking find it, our sponsor.
More cowbell. You wanted more cowbell? Now you've got it. Cowbell Hero is now available for iPhone and iPad. Play cowbell along with 16 classic songs from the 70s. Songs like Down on the Corner, Mary the Dog, and the classic Don't Fear the Reaper. Download it now from iTunes or visit cowbellhero.com for more details.
All right, make sure you check out Digital Hero Games and their games, Cowboy Hero, as well as many, many more. Everything they do is absolutely amazing, and they do great stuff. So, Scott.
Yes.
Wrapping up.
Okay.
Final thoughts.
Of MTAC?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Well, MTAC was super cool. Had a great time. Always do. No matter what the situation or circumstances, like... I always have a great time when we go to these cons because what it is that really makes the con is the con goers, you know, the people that you meet, the really super cool friends you can make. And the great thing is like one of the things I always love is running across people that we, you know, we see at these cons all the time, but the only time we really get to see them is at these cons. So
right.
It's really nice to get to see them, catch up with them, visit. Go check out, you know, the cosplays, get to meet, you know, the talent. And like I said, you know, a lot of times, especially MTAC and GMX and some of these, they bring in talent that's really approachable. And I really like that. Yeah. And I think that's one thing that has really made them a standout con for me, is the fact that they do have such approachable talent. And, like, when you go to the signings, they take the time to make that personal connection, you know, to say, hey, you know, whatever. Not just line them up and get them through, like, yeah. you know, you run across with some other conventions I've seen.
Right.
And some other stars that, you know, think they're more important than anybody else that's there. And they just want to feed them through, like, you know, cattle. Whereas at MTAC, you know, they want to make that, they want to take that moment and, you know, meet somebody and all that. And it's really cool.
Yeah. Very, very cool. You're absolutely right. Final thoughts for me, I think they did an amazing job. I think MTAC next year is going to be even better. It's one of those things that seems to get better with age. Kind of like a nice bottle of wine.
Yeah, nice fine wine. Yep. Or a single malt scotch.
You know, I've never really drank scotch.
Yeah? Maybe well, how about a single barrel bourbon?
There you go. Yeah, we can go with that.
I thought you could.
Yeah. But like you said, it was great being able to see and meet and reconnect with a lot of people that we see at every one of these cons.
Uh-huh.
We have a very loyal following that comes to every one of these cons.
That's true.
And just being around some of the nicest people you've ever met in your life, I love it.
Yeah, it's true.
It's one of the reasons I love cons. But anyway, make sure to check us out at MomoCon, which is the 23rd, 24th, 25th of May in Atlanta. Also, we'll be at GMX and AkaiaCon. So make sure that you stay on top of all that. We'll be posting links to all that shit. So that way you can make sure that you would go ahead and plan accordingly for those. Actually, Scott, I'll tell you what. Go ahead. Yes, and also we're going to be at JapeCon. JapeCon this year is going to be huge. They've got the voice actor that did Stein from Soul Eater, which is going to be awesome. But I got to look something up real quick, Scott. We're going to take one more quick break, and then we'll be right back to wrap it up. Maybe.
Do you have like a crickets sound?
I might be able to put one in. What in the fuck are you doing? Come on.
Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake. Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some bacon and I'll put it in a pancake. Bacon pancakes, that's what it's gonna make. Bacon pancake.
Why are y'all still here?
That's pretty awesome. JP, that was for you.
Yeah, I can't believe y'all are still here. Anyway, if you are still here, whenever I put this episode out, I'm going to post on our Facebook page at facebook.com/trollfoodpodcast. That and the first person to message me and write the word, give me a word, Scott.
Bazooba guabo.
No, we're not doing that. That's too.
You don't
want to
steal that from Convert to Rave.
No, give me something else.
Nerdtastic.
Nerdtastic. There we go. If you write nerdtastic in the comment, I'm gonna give you a GameStop gift card.
There you go.
So just comment that on that, and I'll get back with you, and you can give me all your personal information. I'll send it to you. Anyway, guys, we love you long time. We didn't really have anything. We were just going to troll you for a minute, but we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.